Blog Talk Radio.
That was a haiku.
It's too hot.
It's sad. I'm trying to divert your attention, Snow.
It's not working because I'm okay. It's August 2nd, 2012. And is it Thursday? It's Thursday.
Maybe,
and it's Thursday, which means that it's time for a rough, raw. What was I talking about? Oh,
wait, I want you to calm down for a second because Baby Natrix just came in. She wants to say hello to the people. Say hello to the people, Baby Natrix.
Hello.
Hello.
That's nice. All right, that girl is missing an arm. Okay, y'all go carry on. Let me mute this.
Okay.
All right. So.
It's Thursday. Yeah,
And I think we're all a little sleepy.
I'm not sleepy. I'm horny. No, I'm horny.
Well.
I am sexy, and we are the dwarves.
I'm Snow White, and then we also have my bestie, Miss Corey / Gaminatrix. Hi.
Why do you have your porn voice on?
I know, right?
Look at you. Are you really making that face, Snow? Really?
Maybe.
Get your people.
We also have.
Yeah, good luck with that.
We also have our third member, the junior member, the youngest member.
Yay! It's me.
Hey, honey.
Ginger. Yay! Oh, hi.
Wrong with you people? Why do I hang out with you?
Because you love us. You love us.
Oh, God. I can't see out of my left eye. I probably shouldn't have smoked all that crack before the show.
Yeah, that's not good.
Wait. You smoked what crap?
I said crack. See? Apparently you were smoking with me.
Crack. Okay.
It was good.
Was it good?
You want another one?
I have never had crack. Thank you. I can still run for president.
That's how high you are that you don't even know you had crack. I sprinkled it over your food in Austin when you went to the bathroom.
Wait. Hold on. I got a picture that may help Snow. Here we go.
Good.
I'm going to post this in the chat room. If that does not turn you off, I don't know what will. And that's even a gamer boy.
I gotta tell you, my sex drive is insane. I don't know.
Oh, hell no!
Okay, that's not really turning me off. He's not even registering.
Blech.
That is just wrong. And some of you are sitting right now listening to the show looking just like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that a mustard stain on his shirt?
No, I think it's a pizza stain.
A pizza stain?
That whole, see, if we could just remove that stuff from the middle, just to educate our men, remove that food there from the middle, and you can just keep the shirt on, get rid of the cigarette. The face is nice.
Not bad.
He's not bad in the face. He just, we need to clean you up if I could just.
He's a little thin. I might break him.
Don't you like them thin? Isn't that you and Ginger's thing, them little thin boys?
I don't like that thin. They have to be able to keep up with me.
Okay, we need to talk about what's going on this week. I'm done with you two. Apparently, there's nothing that can be done to save either of you. So
What had happened was... Zombie Lane came back.
So, Ginger, have they made any changes to Zombie Lane?
Nah, it's the same game. There's more expansions, it looks like, but it's still the same game. It's still fun.
It was fun. I just needed to be not on... You know, I have to do things on a certain time. You know, I don't want an energy bar.
Yeah. That does. By the way, but I did send you a bunch of energy, so
I don't even want to talk to you because I told you not to be sending me no energy. No energy.
More energy right now. Right now.
Oh, yeah. By the way, apparently.
What happened was.
Okay, there's a bunch of other stuff I'm gonna jump into in a moment, but I wanted to say that. I saved this for tonight's show just to announce so that I could hear you two's proper reaction if you needed to swear. Yes. Apparently, Blizzard has been listening to the show, and we got an invite to play the new WoW expansion.
Yay!
The beta.
Are you serious?
I is not the kitten.
Really?
Blizzard's been listening? Blizzard.
Hello, hi. Blizzard. You know what? No, don't listen to her. That is not how we are.
No. She just needs several cold showers.
Now that might make it worse.
several.
Temperature play is kind of fun, just so you know.
True.
Why?
She needs to be sent to a convent.
That's not going to help either.
I'm pretty sure I could convert a couple of nuns there.
Oh, crap. That's true.
Yeah.
The thing happened this week.
Okay, a whole lot of things happened this week. Okay, first I got to talk about this because this just happened, and we'll probably mention it again in the morning.
In the morning?
Yes. Ouya has snagged another game.
What game?
Shadowrun Online.
Is that thing going to be able to run an MMO?
I guess it is. It's all droided out, so I guess so.
Droid.
I don't know. I don't know how this is going to work. They said it's supposed to be. They were going to release it for member PC, Mac, Android, and iOS. So it just made the leap, and Linux as well. Looks like. I'm sorry. I'm going to need for y'all to produce an actual prototype for us to see at some event.
Yeah. Because they're not going to. That's the deal. That's what they said earlier. At least as many times as they backtracked. Who knows what they're saying now? But they said. There was going to be pretty much no prototype because the entire thing was, in fact, dev kit. So they weren't going to be sending out dev kit.
Wait. Did Blizzard send us the thing because they heard that I was playing WoW again?
No. There was no reason why. I just opened my hot little mailbox and it was like, hello there. Would you like to play the beta for the new... Yeah. But anyway. So, as we were talking about, how's she going to segue off? I made you stay focused tonight, okay?
She can play the beta.
I'm having trouble focusing.
I busy killing people in
yes.
ATB.
She is on a rampage. Have you seen the pictures with her handcuffed on her knees, by the way, Snow?
No.
Playing APB? She is handcuffed, head down, on her knees, in a wrong kind of position for all kind of bad stuff to be hiring. Happening. I said hiring. Happening. You know what? No, ma'am. I'm going to need you to come out of that haze. Mm-mm.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm trying.
I'm going to need you to come out of Second Life, too, ma'am. Come over here and talk to us.
I'm fine.
You can spare for an hour. Yes, you can spare an hour. Mm-hmm.
All right. So, what we got going on? Can I talk about the thing that's going to tick everybody off?
Yes.
Utah Senator offers... Well, of course, this has been shot down, so it doesn't really matter, but I want to talk about it anyways. Utah Senator, Mr. Dumbass of the Week... offers abortion amendment to Cybersecurity Act.
Wait, what?
Yeah, all right. So
say that again?
He offers an abortion amendment to the Cybersecurity Act. He was trying to get something that he had already had shot down tacked on to the Cybersecurity Act to get passed.
Whoa. Okay, so why is he attaching an abortion amendment to a cybersecurity? What the fuck does that have to do with cybersecurity?
Because the bill to ban abortions in D.C. after 20 weeks had already been defeated on Tuesday, so he decided to staple it to this one, I guess, tack it to this one to try to get it passed, to get it pushed through.
Oh, fucking moron.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, it is not your decision whether or not people have abortion. I feel like this. If you don't have a uterus, you shouldn't speak. That's how I feel.
Exactly. About it. You have no right. None.
And I'm not even going to go to the who's dead, who's alive, at what point in their thing. I'm like, you don't have a uterus, don't talk. Just step to the side. Let the big girls handle this. Let us talk about this, what we want to do.
Yeah, I mean, on one hand, I feel for the fathers in the situation. But on the other hand, well, some of them, not all of them. On the other hand, it's a woman's body. She has to carry it. It is a burden.
You don't want to say it that way, but it is.
it is a burden. It is.
Yeah, it really is.
It can physically kill you, even in this day and age. Pregnancy can kill.
That is why I say if you do not have a uterus, you should not speak. Even more importantly, let me break it down. If you are not married to that uterus, you need to shut up. You need to stay in your own house. We were talking about that this morning. This is not your place to tell other people what to do.
Not at all.
If it's not bothering you, let me put it in another way. Unless you're going to go down and adopt those kids when the mothers can't take care of them, shut up.
Well, I personally would not have an abortion for my own reasons.
I wouldn't either.
But I am not about to go and tell somebody else that they can't do it. It's their body. It's their life, you know? Make your own decision. You're a grown-ass woman. You did this.
Yeah. I've always said that I wouldn't, but were it to come down to something, you know, the baby was going to be horrifically ill the rest of its life and suffer, or, you know, I and the baby may not make it, or even if it were a rape or something like that, I can't say for certain if I would or I wouldn't. But I am pretty sure if it came down to that I knew my child would suffer the rest of its life, I probably would, but that's not the topic here tonight.
No, it's not. We're not going to get into that. You know,
that's not what we're here to talk about.
The deal is that he tacked this to the cybersecurity bill.
Where it has no
Frankly,
place.
Frankly, I was happy he did it because that kind of pretty much sank the cybersecurity bill.
Yeah, that's true.
At least to
me.
But seriously, and they've been tacking so much bullshit to the cybersecurity bill trying to get passed. It's ridiculous. But at the same time, hey, way to go being dumbasses. You shot yourself in the foot.
That's just mean, Ginger.
Well, it's true. Good. Yeah, give us more stupid stuff for it. That's fine. We'll just vote it all down, you know.
Well, also, we didn't get to tell you about this today because, of course, this is after the show. Congress passed something called SHIELD. Ginger, you need to pay special attention to this because it's called the Anti-Patent Troll Bill. No, I'm kidding.
The Anti-Troll Bill? It's the anti-ginger bill. What the hell? Okay.
What you were talking about, Willis?
No, I just like that it had that in the title. Because it sounds like it should be an anti-troll bill out there for some of you.
It would never.
But it actually has more to do with people, like this thing, this bullshit that's going on with Apple and Samsung.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to knock all of that out. They're saying basically they're tired of it. We're all tired of it. Apple, Samsung, just make your shit. We'll buy it. We don't really care who made it. As long as my tablet works and I can play games on it, I'm good.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactular.
Exactular.
What happened was.
Why are y'all so crazy?
Because you Exactular. Love us that way. That's why.
Why? Why are y'all so crazy?
If you weren't, you would have
liked you love us that way.
Why is my porn voice still on?
Come on out.
I'm trying. It's not working.
Horace is talking about SHIELD. No, it is not that SHIELD. It is not from the Avengers. I'm going to need you to calm down in the chat room.
It's not from the Avengers?
No, it's not the SHIELD. Oh, I'm pretty sure that somebody named it that because they wanted to get your attention. That reminds me. Okay, we were talking about earlier Pop Vox. Is it Pop Vox? Make sure y'all.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, go check out Pop Vox because that's where your political voice is. They're now watching and paying attention. So if you want to complain directly to the government, you can do it there. And as we told y'all earlier, don't say anything stupid like, your bill sucks.
Oh my god, she totally just snorted.
You suck. You're horrible. Your bill sucks. I think you suck.
Your mom sucks.
Your bill
mom.
Make it eloquent.
Mom. Yeah, I totally went there with your mom. I'm not that mature.
Okay. Then here's another thing. I'm kind of all over the place, too, because, you know, we're all a little crazy. I'm tired.
Uh-huh.
I got to say, I'm not liking this that I heard at all. Apparently, Jay-Z.
Uh-huh.
Is a, yeah, thank you, Virgin Mobile. They're going overboard with these alerts. Okay, thank you so much, Virgin Mobile. I needed to know that. Not. Jay-Z is going to be the producer on the new NBA 2K13.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Because he owns an NBA team.
I don't really.
But that does not make him qualified
thank you.
To have anything to do with a game.
This is true.
Nothing.
This is true. But you know, if you got that much money, do whatever the hell makes you happy, yo.
No, that is not cool because he's going to put out a shitty game, and then we're going to have to put up with that on our list of shitty games, and that list is long.
Wait! I got to ask: do you play sports games?
I do, and I will be now that they have lifted that whole thing. EA, you know, they told him you had a monopoly. You got to let some of this stuff go. Then I will go back and play because even though I don't watch ESPN Network, they put out a fucking boss ass football game where I played it. I love the ESPN football game. And it doesn't hurt that I'm a Texan. I live in football country, but I thought it was a very well put together game. I got all of my simulation tendencies in. I could just be the coach and pick the players. You all know which is what I like. I picked all the cute ones. You know, this one's got a nice butt. He's on my team. This one's cute. I make the nice looking one. He's like 6'4". He looks like Joe Manganiello. What was I talking about again?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, ESPN football. So, yeah, I made I liked that game. It was very good. You know, I had a whole bunch of different ways to play. But as y'all know, I have a problem with EA and this fucking Madden business that glitched to spin it.
Oh, yeah.
1998. I'm not going to throw anything this time.
I'm not playing.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Okay, let me tell Ginger because she don't know. Okay, so when you are playing Madden, and all of you out there playing, you can attest to this. I don't care how much you love it. You know this glitch is in there. When you are playing the quarterback and you throw the ball to your running back, if you are winning the game suddenly decides that you are winning and it doesn't want you to. So it will slide a player across the field to intercept the ball from you.
That is not cool.
I've heard this story a lot.
Mm-hmm. And the last time I played a Madden, it was, Madden 2008, and I was in Toys R Us, and these guys thought this was hilarious. At first, they were amazed that I was playing, and I understood what I was doing, but then when this happened, I threw this fucking PlayStation controller. I'm surprised it didn't break. Like, the fuck? Bam! And I threw it, and they were like, ooh, okay.
No more Madden for this lady.
And I have not touched a Madden game since. So, and I know that glitch is still in there. It's in the code. They don't take it out. And they pray that nobody notices. A bunch of bitches. EA, I fucking hate you. By the way, can we get some games from you?
Oh, I fucking hate you.
Fucking hate you.
By the way,
you suck. Can you send us games?
Something wrong with you.
No, because they're going to make us put Origin, and no, screw that.
That's true.
EA, you can keep your crummy games.
So, we got other stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Colorado.
Oh, by the way, I'm playing Plants and Zombies.
I thought I saw you doing that on Steam today.
Yep. It wasn't today. I didn't play it today.
Oh, my God. Why?
It's cute, you know, and I actually got into it because of the little mini game in WoW. Like, there's a little quest in WoW, like a little mini game where you can play it and you get like a little
plant.
Yeah, you get like a little singing sunflower. There's a zombie on your lawn.
Wait. I gotta announce this because this is hot. I gotta say it. I'm sorry to interrupt your zombie on the lawn song, but I had to do this. I had to click the castanets because. I remember we were talking about this last week's show when Sony says we will never slash the price of our Vita. We will never be lowly like Nintendo.
Uh-huh.
They just slashed the price of the Vita today.
Uh-huh.
Click, 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 click. Castanets.
Maybe they listened to us. Maybe they took our advice.
Click, 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 click.
Because didn't we just like we reamed them? Was that on the morning show? We did that.
We might have, but you've already waited too late. You should have done it when Nintendo did it, so you could actually compete with them.
A little too late, bitches.
Yeah, and Nintendo DS is kicking all kinds of ass. I know some of you are like, I won't buy one. Nintendo's like, they got Japan on lock.
Yep.
Then the new Mario Brothers came out day before yesterday? Oh my God!
Sorry.
You know what? No, ma'am.
I didn't mean to.
That is not permitted on this show. You now have to pull up your shirt and show the boobs.
How do you know they're not showing already?
Pictures already didn't happen.
I know, right?
Pictures already didn't happen.
I'm pretty sure she'd show us.
No,
right now,
she
might. I don't think she's actually. Great.
She says she might now. You have to catch her on this particular day.
Yeah, you have to catch me when I'm like this, and maybe.
Whee! Hey, we're already here, so
does that count? Is everybody in chat room? All right, show of hands. Who wants to see me?
Hello, guest 10583. I see you in the chat room. If you will make yourself a Blog Talk account, really easy, really quick, you can chat with us in the chat room.
Or you can just call us and harass us. 347-215-7977.
I never knew you.
Yeah, we're also on Twitter.
You say you what?
I never give out the number anymore. I wonder why.
Because you don't want to talk to people.
Probably. Let me give you out the number again. Get your pen and paper handy. It's 347-215-7977.
And if you're cheap and you want us to call you, just give us your number.
Yeah, then maybe we'll call you.
We'll call you on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we need your hands to be above the desk when we do call you.
Oh, do mine have to be above the desk?
Yes.
Shit.
You cannot take care of your plants or your zombies that way.
Ooh, okay. How's it going?
You say, are we done? Really?
No.
I said, how's it going? I'm moving on. All
right, so the Colorado shooting in Aurora, Colorado. Everybody, at least unless you're living under a rock, has heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're trying to blame it on games. They're trying to say he played World of Warcraft, possibly, maybe. He might have even been addicted to World of Warcraft. But that
doesn't mean
the culture of gaming that makes us all violent. The dopamine addiction that makes us violent. What do you think?
Go ahead.
You want to go first, Corey, or me?
No, I wasn't going to say a word. I'm just going to hold my tongue, literally.
Okay.
They're even doing a study trying to find how to trigger our dopamine trigger, I guess, better, so that maybe they can wean us off the violent games and onto some friendly game instead.
Okay, have they even played WoW? WoW is not that fucking violent. It's really not, guys. I'm sorry. It's really not. It's cartoony. It's childlike. It's a funny game. It is not that. It is not violent.
It's not. But
and even if it was a violent game, even if it was a violent game, that makes no fucking difference. This person was going to be bad to start with. There was no possible way that it would just pop up one day and be like, whoops, I'm crazy.
Yeah,
it's just
not
going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think he was playing too much Sudoku and
yeah. It was the Sudoku that did it. Drove him crazy.
My main argument to this, so what the hell was Hitler playing?
Yeah.
Did she just take my argument?
I just totally took your argument.
How about Manson? What was he playing?
Well, Manson,
no.
I heard
well,
he
how about Attila the Hun? What was Attila the Hun playing?
Caesar.
I like to play memory.
Caesar. Napoleon. What was he playing?
Napoleon,
chess.
I heard.
Chess, it's the beginning of all
Halo.
Wars.
Halo, he's playing Halo.
Hello?
Seriously, if you're
like
not going to...
They tiddlywinks.
And I'm telling you, and if they rule out games, they're going to find something else. Oh, he was listening to the wrong kind of music, or he watched a violent movie, or he read a violent book, or his parents didn't hug him enough as a child.
He read
what
Moby
the
Dick.
Fuck ever?
He read Moby Dick, and it pissed
me. He read Moby Dick. What the fuck ever? The guy was crazy. He is crazy. There's something mentally wrong with him.
You say he did what after midnight?
They fed him after midnight.
Oh, my God. Mm-mm. She went to the...
She went to Gremlins? Is that what she went to?
She went to the Gremlins.
Oh,
all right. Speaking of, by the way, while we're talking about the Gremlins, what the hell was was the non-gremlin guy. What was he?
Huh?
The non-gremlin?
Yeah, the little furry one. Was
he? Mogwai.
Oh, my God.
The Mogwai.
Me and somebody else were, like, sitting here for an hour the other night trying to remember it.
You should have called him a Furby and been done with it, because we know that's what they were based off of.
Yeah.
No, Furby's based off of the Mogwais or whatever.
Yes, that's what I just said. The Furbies were based off of the, you should have just called him a Furby. That's what they were based off of.
I had a Furby. Furbies are so cute.
I still have
one. They're so cute.
My grandmother has my Furby. She won't give him or her back. It's missing an eyelash, apparently, when I went over the other day.
Oh, Hitler was playing tic-tac-toe.
Damn that tic-tac-toe.
All right, we got another argument, or can I do another one? Can I do another one?
Go ahead. Do it.
UK researchers wanting to throw parents in jail for buying children games that are age inappropriate.
I love it.
What do you think? You love it? You really do?
I do.
But you let your own kid play games that are technically not age appropriate.
Okay. As I explained this morning, Babynatrix is not allowed to play violent games unless mom is in the room. It's that simple. It's simple math. 1 + 1 = 2 people sitting on the couch making sure your child is not crazy. She's not getting up stabbing the TV. She's not going outside telling her friends, you know what, you kind of look like a zombie. I'm going to have to take you down. There's none of that happening. She understands it's all in good fun. Now, as I said earlier today, we're doing the show, and she's out in the living room right now holding a fashion show. Does this sound like a violent child?
No.
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 So the thing is, these parents, I'm thinking the UK is aiming this at parents who do exactly what we said this morning, is you park them in front of their Xbox, and then you go in the other room and do whatever it is you do. You don't want to talk with them. Or maybe you're in the other room playing WoW, because I know a lot of parents who do that. They're gamers. They just don't care. You cannot stick your kid in front of a console and not watch them, at least to see what their faces look like.
Exactly.
Or as my favorite parent with games is my cousin's husband, who's been knowing me since I was 3, is this kind of father. He would buy my cousins, when they were little boys, whatever game they wanted. And this was what he'd tell them as soon as he put it in. Boy, you can like playing that game all you want, but I see you doing any of that shit in the game, I'm going to fuck you up. that was the conversation every time they got a new game, and that was it. And he was not joking, and those boys have not gotten into any trouble. There's no robbing, stealing, or any of that. They've had some little altercations, but there's been no murder. So this whole argument, the kids playing violent video games makes them bad, but at the same time, you have these parents, they're not taking responsibility. If your kid is playing a game or playing a violent game and you're not watching, and they do go out and kill somebody, I think you should be held responsible for not watching them. Because if they're psychotic, I tell this story this morning. In case you weren't listening, I'll tell it again. We have one of the women developers on the women's developer list for IGDA that has a son who is psychotic, and I don't mean that as a euphemism. He really is psychotic, and she said she let him play a game, and she noticed how she figured out he was psychotic is that she was watching him and realized he could not distinguish between the game and the real world. So he cannot play Halo. He cannot play Call of Duty. He can't play GTA, any of those games, because he doesn't understand that when he gets up, he is not to take a knife and stab the person in the room with him. He really cannot distinguish. And if a lot of parents would just sit down for 5 or 10 minutes and observe your child as they play, you would know this about your child, too, if your child can handle playing these games. I'm off my soapbox. I'm done.
You know, actually, I was letting you finish, but I actually agree. If a parent paid half as much attention to their child as they do the cell phone that I find against their head, or the Bluetooth in their ear, if they paid half the attention to their child that they do these other gadgets and these other, you know, distractions going on around them, then they would be able to tell when their child is being affected negatively by something. But most parents out there, honestly, don't know their child at all, especially in today's society of so much technology and technology being used as a babysitter, basically. They don't know their children. They don't know their habits. They don't know their quirks. They don't know their thoughts, either facial expressions or anything. They don't know their children, and they really need to pay attention, because sometimes something's just wrong with the child's brain, and they can't tell the difference between reality and fantasy, between wrong and right, between, oh, this might kill someone, and this is okay to do. Sometimes children can't tell the difference. It doesn't make them necessarily a bad child. It just means there was something wrong. Maybe they need medication. Maybe they need therapy. Maybe they just need somebody to look out for them all the time. But parents, take it,
in the back.
Yes, take it from a former teacher's point of view. You need to pay attention to your children, mm-hmm. especially since pretty much I'd say 80% of my kids in my class thought of me as a parent, because they weren't getting what they needed from home.
Damn straight.
I was called mom because they weren't getting what they needed from home.
That is so sad. That's almost sick.
It's true. And it started out as an accident at first. Like, I had a couple of kids call me mom by accident, and then they just started doing it. I was either mom or Mama Folsom. I just said my last name. Well, it was either mom or Mama, then, you know, my last name.
Yeah.
Is people going to be rewinding? What did she say?
She said, don't you be rewinding past this point.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
I will come through this. I will come through this internet and stab you in the eye because, you know, I can do that.
we won't do it. We'll have our stalkers do it.
Wait a minute. Am I going to have to dump Wendy's now, too?
Uh-oh, what happened?
What's Wendy's doing?
Are you joining in with Chick-fil-A? Wendy's?
No. I don't like Wendy's anyways.
I had some Wendy's today. I will go back down to Wendy's and stick my finger down my throat inside of Wendy's if I find out this is true. Okay, they're okay. They changed their minds. I was serious too. I was about to get in the show and be like, okay, I'll catch y'all later. It just all
what
over.
Happened?
Well, somebody tweeted that Wendy's was joining in Chick-fil-A and the whole anti-gay sentiment. See, this is where social media gone wrong. You guys have to be careful what you tweet.
That is about to start a fight up in here.
Yes, it was going to start a fight because, I just had some Wendy's. It was going to be on. But they said we proudly serve all of our customers. So y'all got to be careful what you put on Twitter. In that same vein, Twitter, have they removed our account yet?
They probably will soon.
I'm just checking because we might not have any more Twitter accounts. They've been after people this week. Bullshit. I mean, apparently freedom of speech is not, you know what?
Well, it seems like NBC has a hand in that, so I don't know.
Okay.
Because, you know, because, you know, it's like it never happens. With the whole Olympics going on right now, we've had several journalists lose their accounts, be banned. We've had the guy be arrested. All right, he did threaten the guy, though. Never going to happen, but
he
still.
He had it coming.
Yeah. I don't know. This is just nuts.
On one hand, I understand Twitter's
crazy.
Twitter's owned by whoever, and they can pretty much do what they want. But you put up something to give people a voice, and then when they don't say what you want to hear, you take it away from them.
Yeah. That's not cool.
I understand that Twitter is a company and they have to respect their image and blah, 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 whatever. But if you're advocating free speech, you really need to let people have free speech. If somebody's going to say something stupid on Twitter and get themselves hung, let them.
Well, see, and that's the deal. That's what came out this morning is possibly this one guy who got his account taken, it wasn't because NBC noticed what he said, but it was because Twitter noticed what he said and reported it to NBC and told
right.
them to file a complaint.
Right.
Which is not right at all.
No, it's really not. If, like I said, if you're going to advocate free speech, you better good and fucking well let people have free speech.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody has an issue with what they're saying, then, you know, they need to address that with the person. And Twitter needs to just stay the fuck out of it. Basically, you're offering a service, okay? You're giving people free speech. You have no real rules as to what they can say. So why are you butting your nose in other people's business?
True.
Because they have nothing better to do. I don't know. I really think it's because money probably changed hands. Somebody's hands somewhere. Money was exchanged. NBC was like, you know what? You scratch our backs, we're going to scratch your back.
I do need somebody to scratch my back, but I don't think I'll be scratching theirs back. I'm going to be literal with it. If I ever hear that in a business meeting, be like, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. I'm going to say, okay, get up, pull your shirt up. Let's do it. Oh, we meant, I'm talking about literal back scratching because I need mine scratched. So
yeah, I got an itch. Can you get it for me?
Go right there. Only please show the blade. Show the blade, right. Show the blade right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Twitter is super big brother. Yeah, it's definitely coming down to something like that. It's a little bit scary, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. I think Twitter is doing what most of them do. They're doing what MySpace did. I'm sitting pretty because, you know, there's nothing like me. I don't even code that well. I could write a Twitter and tell people, you know what? I don't care what you say over here. Say what you want.
Well, we've already seen that happen. There are several other companies that have popped up in the past a little bit, you know?
Well, they need to understand you can be dropped like it's hot.
Yeah.
Ask MySpace.
Yes, and Facebook very quickly.
Yeah, man, Facebook is on the decline. What happened?
They went public. I'm serious. From the moment they went public, things had just went to shit the moment they went public.
You know, you're right.
I'm serious.
And then they had the nerve to announce this week that they had their whole app center ready to go, and I still can't find my way to it. I was in it for a few seconds the other day, but I clicked, and I was...
And you're gone, and you're like, no.
You can't go back button on some of the pages on Facebook, because then you're like, it takes you back somewhere else.
What app center?
They have apps for your Facebook, Ginger.
Is that like games?
I don't know. I just see that they're announcing they have App Center, and we should be able to... Oh, wait a minute, I made it back in.
what apps?
Okay, apparently this is where everything is, all the games, your mobile apps, your timeline apps. Ooh, purdy. It's purdy. Look at
timeline apps. What apps would you get? Right. Okay, what apps do they have?
Okay, let's take a look. I see Bubble Witch.
That's a game. That's not an app.
Okay, I'm sorry. Olympic Game City. That's a game.
That's a game.
Ginger getting feisty. That's a game. That is not an app. Okay.
Goodreads. A Yahoo Social Bar. Hulu. A Hulu app. Bing. Spotify. Raven.
Oh, God, no. No Bing. No Bing.
Man, they got some games over here I've never seen. Oh, don't look. Don't look. Oh, that reminds me. I found my newest addiction. As soon as I get it to work, I'm going to get all y'all hooked. It's a DJ game, and it's a simulator, and it is nice. I get to put up my posters. Anyway, I'm all off the subject. Anyway, so they got other apps. Let me see what timeline apps they have.
Yeah, because so far I'm not seeing the point. You've already got all of these, most likely, on your browser.
Instagram, Pinterest, Spotify, Foursquare, YouTube.
Browser.
iHeartRadio, Rotten Tomatoes.
Browser.
Wow.
Facebook, just give in and make yourself a browser if you're going to do this.
Right. TripAdvisor. Ooh, NBC News Today.
Browser.
Guardian. Quora. I don't know what that is. Status Shuffle. Really?
Every day I'm shuffling.
Shuffling. Every day I'm shuffling. Nike and running. Songza. What the hell is Songza?
I don't know.
Has playlists for every... Yeah. Slacker.
Does
radio.
It have something to do with songs?
Slacker.
It has to do with, like, finger painting.
Finger painting. Wait a minute. I like this. Indomondo. Musi.com. Reverb Nation. Map My Run. Really? Okay. Plan your runs, track them with your GPS, and share your activity with your friends. Listia. Livestrong.
Don't we already have that stuff on our phones?
I have it on my phone, on my 3DS, my
but
everything.
What do we need it on our Facebook for? Because it probably... post straight to our Facebook anyways.
ESPN is on here. Mashable.
Browser.
Playlist. There is nothing on here I want. When I look at ads.
Facebook. Yay! You just made a whole column of redundancy.
Ooh.
Ooh.
She uses the redundancy word.
She pulled out a big word.
I do have them.
Did he say episode 8? Yeah. Oh, no, you haven't seen. I'm not going to tell you.
Please don't, because I'm already horny.
Just
going to get
Girl,
worse.
There is a scene. Joe and the...
No, don't tell me. Oh, my God. Shush.
I got to get caught up, so... Yeah,
I'm going to like, I'm gonna have to wipe down my seat after this, if you guys can
Oh, look. There's a social app. A dating app. Called, are you interested? You know what? I don't even want to talk to y'all. I'm done.
You know Blaster's going to listen to this later, and he's going to be like, no. No. Corey,
I'm going to get a call. Yeah, Corey, can I talk to you for a minute? that's who doesn't answer the phone. I'll be like, oh, shit.
You're in trouble. Nah.
Talk about that.
Oh, Master Blaster going to take you over his knee.
That'll be fun.
Please do.
Wait a minute. I gotta tell you about this one. This is a gaming app called Zombinis. You can collect them all and battle them.
Is that like Beanie Babies?
Zombinis. Is that kind of like Pokemon, but with zombies?
There you go.
Okay.
Wow. No, it's all right. I'll pass.
Angry Birds Friends. I didn't even know this was on here.
Oh, no.
Did she pass that?
You just had to bring that up, didn't you?
I know. I thought she was going to go all.
I looked at this store the other day. I think it was like... What was it? Sears, Target, something. Anyways, they got this lady's blouse, red blouse, with Angry Birds face, eyelashes to make it look like a girl. And I was like, oh, I just want to go ahead and just go over there and light the whole rack on fire.
Please don't do it. Please don't do it, but it would be hilarious. Please don't do it, but I'm telling you, it would be funny. You know what? You know how you could do that? You buy a bunch of them, and then you take them outside and light them on fire.
You know, that's almost worth it. That'd be almost worth it.
Hey, here's a religious thing.
My insurance is like an act of God.
Yeah.
I was acting for God, ridding the street of Angry Bird shirts.
Okay, why do I want to play this game? I so want to play this. It's called The Journey of Jesus, The Calling.
What? Is that? It's
a simulate. I want to play. It's not for the religious stuff.
Say it again. Journey of Jesus?
Journey of Jesus, The Calling.
Jesus, Journey of Jesus.
It's the Journey of Jesus.
Oh my God, I found my outfit for next year. All right, I'm going to drop
it. Really?
For Halloween or some...
Is this Pixanista? Did we get mixed up? Is it Tuesday?
I think it might be Pixanista, for real.
Blue screen. I get it.
Hold on. I'm missing the joke. Oh,
I get it.
Once I saw it, I was like, oh my God.
I get it.
That's funny.
You know what? A bunch of us, all of you that are listening, we should all dress like that for Halloween, just a bunch of us around the country, and just scare the hell out of some folks.
I know, because every time Corey plays that damn song in the morning.
What song?
Is it you? You've got one that sounds like the blue screen of death.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know, because every time you hear it, you're like, son of a bitch!
I know, I heard that the first time. I was like, oh, fuck, my computer.
Horrible.
Oh, my God.
Terrible.
See, you have to have that costume with that sound effect.
Oh, my God. That'd be epic.
People would be like, oh, my God. You know, because the Windows tablet will be out by then. Yeah, and that sound effect will probably be in it. You need to walk up behind somebody on Halloween that's playing with their Windows tablet and just ding, 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 and they'll be like, oh, shit.
You know what? I'm going to get that for my phone.
Oh, yes.
Phone. Every time I see somebody with one of those damn Windows phones or something, I wonder if the Windows phones do that.
I don't know.
Actually, it was really weird because I went to in a store one time, and they had like these really fancy pants registers and shit. And one of them actually went down. And instead of it being like a normal registered down message, it was like the blue screen of death. I'm not kidding. I was like, oh.
I saw that at the courthouse here in Houston, too. It wasn't the blue screen of death. It was a big prompt that says you need to update your Java. And I said, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like, shit, Windows is invading everything. Microsoft. Oh, my God.
Mm-mm-mm. You know what? I'm trying to save my little woman here. I'm talking to the Apostle Ruth.
Wow. Corey is evil. I agree, Horace.
L- look, I have to clear a fallen log. I'm saving them. You know what? Can we stop this music? Thank you. Now, so I can leave this running while I talk to these girls. I am not evil.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you totally are.
You totally
know who else is evil?
What?
The ESA and E3.
Mm.
All right, that was a totally, totally bad lead into that. But anyways.
No, it was a good lead in. And
no, that was a good lead in because they are evil. Go ahead. Put the thing down.
ESA has signed on for another 3 years in Los Angeles for E3.
You think they'll ask us back next year?
I don't know. I don't know. But apparently part of it was that they get to... where was it? I was reading it. Anyways, they're going to be helping to...
5 more years, and they're helping the economy on blah, blah, blah.
Well, 3 more years. L.A. is actually going to let them have a hand in deciding how the buildings downtown, whatnot, for this area is built.
It's stupid. It's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Is E3 even going to be around in 5 years?
No, I think PAX and, what is it we went to, the Rooster Teeth, they're going to overtake them.
RTX.
You see the face I got?
RTX is so much fun.
And RTX, they did a good job for their second year out. They have some things to brush up on, like fucking security. Really, RTX? We're lucky somebody didn't bust up in there and shoot us up, honestly.
Yeah, I walked up and I was like, hi, I'm Ginger from such and such. Who are you with? Emanatrix? Yes.
They didn't ask for ID, busy, yeah, Yante. No. And that's the only thing E3 has over them is they're like, it's like Fort Knox. You can't, if you walk out of E3 and you don't have your badge on, you can't say, oh, I left my badge on the chair. And they're going to be like, that's nice. It's going to stay right there. But I can see it. It's right there. I can just grab it. No, you can't grab it because you are not stretch plastic woman. You cannot go in back of the store. But you saw me walk out and that's my badge. If you can just go get it. Okay, what part of you are not going back in here? Is not clear to you. So you have to start trying to call people on your cell phone and say, please bring me my badge. And they can't hear you because, you know, cell phones don't work, which Ginger learned the first thing. Cell phones don't work in events.
Because there's too many people there. It's congested.
No, yours worked like an hour after. You were posting pictures, but you know when they were going up every time you walked outside.
Oh,
yeah, because I was watching when we...
Because I was getting phone calls and texts the entire time.
They were delayed. You just thought you were getting them on time. Because I think I called you while I was sitting next to you. Your phone did not ring. And I was looking at you like, is she going to answer? And your phone did not ring. I was like, okay, well, let me hang up. And then when I went outside and I called you like from a couple of blocks over, Ginger! And you were like, I'm in the car, say hello! Say hello! And you couldn't hear me. She hung up in my face. I was like, that whore.
I can't hear shit.
But the thing is, E3, once these other ones get their security down, and PAX is just a little hair better than RTX, they don't even put you in the building. E3, when you come to pick up your badge, you go to the one building, you pick up your badge, same with RTX. PAX don't want you in the building, period. You go pick up your badge someplace else, and then you come to PAX. Or they have a room downstairs where they usher you all in, and you're all standing against a wall like you're convicts. And be like, what badge you coming to get? Who are you? Let me see your ID. No, take it out.
I did wonder about that. I mean, because, like, the doors for the central showing
area. You
can walk
in any door. Any door.
Yeah. And you had to walk right past that, those open doors where everybody was coming in and out to go get your badge.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there was just, like, one or two people at those doors, and there's no way they could be watching everybody.
Some of them were not watching the doors. The only time the doors were watched at RTX like a hawk is the Halo, that Halo party that night.
Yeah.
They were a serious business that night. Like, I came to the door, and I was like, hi, can I come in? And they were like, who are you? Oh, Gamenatrix? Your name is not on this list. And I was like, yes, it is. And they're like, mm-hmm. You cannot come in. Fuck. I'm like, hello. I'm yelling in the door. Hey, come here.
Hey, bring me my shit. Hey, you know me. Hey. And we like this. What you talking about?
Like, and then when E came over, it's like, oh, you're with him. Yeah. Yeah, bitch. Limp, what's up now? What's up? But I was appreciating the security. I know not just everybody was going to walk in. But that day, when we walked up to the doors, I mean, every door in the convention center was open. You didn't have to have a badge if you wanted to go to RTX.
I know, in that backstage area, there was nobody watching that.
Yeah, they need to. They're going to have to
come and go.
But E3
is... Hey, PAX. PAX, just so you know, we would love to come, you know, see you. We just, you know, need tickets.
No, we told you they're coming down here.
I'm not down there.
You're closer to here than you are Seattle, are you not?
Oh, that's true. That's
yeah.
True.
That cuts about 2 hours off your flight time, having to fly all the way across the country. Yeah.
True. And I got somewhere to stay, too.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Be rolling all up in there. What's up, bitch?
Going to Horace's house.
Oh, nice. Hey, Horace. How you doing? You think you can handle the trio? Mm-hmm.
No, he'd have more than a trio. You know there's a bunch of us here.
Oh, that's true.
He'd be like, oh, God, I won't leave my house.
Ruth, overload of estrogen up in here.
Ruth, I'm going to cut this wood because Jesus said so. It's the power of
Jesus.
It's the power of Jesus. She wants me to clear this clearing. This is a hilarious game. Oh, God. Okay, I'm sorry, y'all. I had to go back and look. All right.
Are you better now? You better now?
I am better. I had to get that out. All right, I had one more thing. Oh. Just so y'all know how badass gamers are, RPG is trending on Twitter right now.
Nice.
Yay.
I don't know what it has to do with Gen Con. Has anybody gone to Gen Con that I know? Any of you ever gone to Gen Con?
What the hell is Gen Con?
It sounds like Ginger should have gone to Gen Con.
I know, right? What's Gen Con? Why wasn't I invited? What's Gen Con?
It's named after you. Why you did not go?
Why
you no go, Ginger?
Where is this Gen Con thing?
Let's look it up, shall we? Gen Con 2012. Okay, it is taking place.
GEN?
Yes, GEN, 16th through the 19th, if you are going. The reason why it is trending is because people are providing tips on etiquette. Please take a bath and things like that.
Does that need to be said?
Yes, it does. Did you not stand next to some of them fanboys when you were at RTX? Did you not stand next to them?
I didn't smell shit, thankfully. So.
Yeah, you keep your fingers crossed and be happy that you didn't smell anything.
Oh, no. I even at the little thing we went to.
Yes.
Some of them stood by me, and I was like, whoo, I'm going to be over here. I was like, that's nice. I'm going to go over here now.
How you doing? I love girl gamers. Hands on those. Yeah, really?
I'm so glad you did, but back up about 10 paces.
Where is Gen Con?
It does not say. It's just saying when it is. They don't really tell you where. Oh, it's probably somewhere in Los Angeles.
Google. Where is Gen Con?
Indiana?
Indianapolis?
I don't know. Y'all need to talk to y'all's people. Your media people.
I fuck if I know.
Illinois. And I said it like that. Illinois.
Illinois.
And Indiana.
Is that up in the Illinois?
It's somewhere up in there, Illinois. Indiana.
No, thank you. I drove through enough corn the other day. It's all right.
Did you pick some?
Hell no, man. I live in Texas. I got enough of that myself. No.
I will just tell you all, the first time I saw actual cotton growing was on my great-grandfather's farm.
Oh, my God.
I have never seen cotton growing out of the ground. And in an odd twist of fate, I made my grandfather, not my great-grandfather, go out and pick cotton. And he said to me when he put this cotton in my hand, you just set your peoples back. Thousands.
Oh, wow.
You forced me to go out and pick. It was cool. Have you ever seen cotton by moonlight? It looks like a field of snow. It's very pretty.
It does. It's very, really, very, very pretty.
And we
first time I saw it, I had no idea what it was. I was like, what the hell is this?
That's what I did. We were passing. I was like, what is that? My mom was like, that's cotton. It is not cotton. Cotton comes out of the store.
Horace, you might be able to keep up for a little bit, but I promise you, you won't survive the night.
Why are you whispering to me, Horace? Stop it.
Do you see this? To answer your question, yes, I can take on the trio. You ladies, bring on the Kool-Aid. Or bring the Kool-Aid.
You whispered to me, true blood or soft core. You bring the Kool-Aid. Really?
You really do True Blood? Come on.
True Blood is softcore. Well, it is for me.
If you saw what I saw this past Sunday, yes.
I don't want to know. Don't tell me. Because I'm serious. I will leave a wet spot on my feet.
And it's just like everybody told me how, you know, 50 Shades of Grey is so hardcore. No, it's not.
It is not. 50 Shades of Grey is tame.
Yeah.
And then he touched me there. What the fuck is this middle school?
She made my ear.
Show me where the bad man touched you. Was it in your naughty square? Was it in your naughty square?
I don't know squares.
He was in my no-no squares.
Seriously. I was like, you have a vocabulary. vocabulary? Do you have a thesaurus? Can you please?
You know what? I'm gonna write a short erotica story. And I'm gonna let you two read it, and then you can tell me if I might send it off somewhere. Because I'm gonna tell you, it's gonna be graphic.
Do it! Oh my God, do it!
You know, here's what we need. We need a 50 Shades of Grey game, and we need to be able to.
Oh.
Yeah, you need to be able to be either character, and you need to be able to just get buck wild. It needs to be rated AO plus 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 plus.
There's only like 4 scenes out of the entire 3 books that would even be worth that.
You know what?
As
I don't
long as long as
that.
No one says, and then he touched me there.
There.
Where your nose?
So many times.
Your forehead.
Did he touch your
lower back? Oh my God. Touch your lower back.
I know. Usually when I read a novel, I can't put it down. I will be up all night. I will start early in the afternoon, and I don't care if it's 5 in the morning. I'm not putting that damn thing down till I'm finished. No, I had to walk away from that several times.
I did too, and you know what I kept saying? And this is how I know it wasn't a good book. Damn, this iPad's fucking heavy. You know, you have a good book, you don't think about how heavy it is. Your hand is cramping,
yep.
And you're, like, trying to prop it up against stuff. And I was like, this fucking...
Yes, and, like, your hand's going to sleep. You're like, shit. And you're trying to switch positions.
You ever hit yourself in the head with the book, you know, because you're holding it above you, bam, you know. That did not happen with 50
And days. I don't ever stop in the middle of a chapter. I don't care if the house is burning down around me. I do not stop in the middle of a chapter.
So let me ask you all.
I didn't even bother starting it purely for the purpose that someone I know was like, I think that's a little too tame for you.
Seriously,
I was like, damn. There
was nothing. The entire first book, because, you
Wait,
know,
ladies,
it was all BDSM. The entire first book, there was nothing.
Let me ask you this. Would you ladies play a game if it was like 50 Shades of Grey?
Yes.
If it was a simulator. Okay, see, now that's my question. Okay, we have exactly... one very well known adult game, and that's the singles game.
Mm-hmm. Never played.
It is actually more graphic than 50 Shades of Grey. Yeah, because when I was playing the first time, I was like, oh, this is like The Sims. Oh my God, is she naked? There is no blur over her. Oh my God, baby, did you see the
got a boon?
Is that his chicken hanging around?
His twig and berries are just floating free. Okay, go ahead.
So I think, Miss James, where you missed the boat is you should have just made this a game and just released it. We would have played it. I know some women. Well, you know, it's still not too late. Because your writing is subpar. If you just get some people to help you, yeah. It would like make some good game dialogue with some cheesy porn music.
Want a mustache ride?
I want to ride my handlebars.
Oh no. All right, for those of you who are putting your porn, since we're talking about porn, if you're putting your porn on the web and you put it on Dropbox, you may want to go collect it. That thing's been hacked.
Uh-oh, I got to go to
Mm-hmm. Dropbox has been hacked. They just admitted it.
I really hope nobody put shit up there they didn't want anybody else to see.
I put something up, and I don't care if you see it. Look here. My nakedness is artistic.
It's something hacked.
That's sad. And I was so loving some Dropbox. Okay, we got 2 minutes on the clock, ladies.
Oh, I got distracted by porn. Okay.
Was it on Dropbox?
No, I was just thinking about it.
She's so easily distracted. Why did I know she was going to play that song?
Yeah, boy. It's my horny song. Okay. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and germs. Tune in tomorrow to hear Ginger and Corey do the news, and then tune in on Tuesday to hear our Pixinista, where we go talk about your favorite and your worst virtual fashion and faux pas. Favorite us if you like us, favorite us if you don't. Say goodnight, ladies.
Good night, ladies.
Hey, Sus, I see you. Different people in the water, I see you. Too long.
that is how we like it, boys. Raw and rowdy.